in the first part of the gospel we just heard, it's puzzling to hear Jesus say that he has come with a sword. But some of the exegetes will tell us that this particular passage that talks about mother and father and daughter-in-law and daughter hating one another or against them was a sign of the eschatology of reality. That is the last day, the last judgment, or the end of the earth, the end of time, the end. So it's, you know, that when those signs come, when you see people having to fight and hate one another in their home, their household, that's a sign of the end. But to me, it's also a sign that God has given us freedom. We are able to freely love. And so this is what I think the whole gospel is about. But that freedom has to have love. And it has to have truth. We can't have our freedom and do just what we want to do or what we think or feel is the right thing. We consistently have to measure ourselves by God, not just by ourselves. And so this gospel really helps us to see that our freedom, our ability to love, has to take the path that Jesus shows us, the commandments, and to love God above all things. And this is the best kind of love that we can carry also into our relationships with other people.